And Warwick Hadfield joins us to talk sport this morning. Hi, Warwick.
Good morning, Fran. A bleary-eyed Warwick Hadfield, I've got to tell you.
Did you stay up all night watching cricket?
Absolutely, Fran.
Well, it was probably worth it because Australia pulled off a draw in the first test against Pakistan. They were gone for all money, we thought, yesterday.
Fran, it was test cricket at its absolute finest. Grit and drama and stings in the middle order as well as the tail. As I said, worth sitting up for into the wee small hours. Something you'd never do for a T20 game, Fran. At the start of play, Australia 3 for 136, no hope. But after a superb innings from Usman Khawaja, with 15 overs to go, it was Pakistan with little or no hope, but end of their version of Shane Warne, a pudgy all show and go leg spinner called Yasir Shah, who dismissed Khawaja for, and let's forget the score, the most important stat of all, 524 minutes of obdurate batting. And then when Australia lost Mitchell Starc and Peter Siddle to Shah soon after, the ghost of that first innings collapse, 6 for nothing, was hovering. But the skipper, Tim Payne, he found a resolute partner in Nathan Lyon, and they held out to stump. Payne, 219 minutes not out. Now, according to no less an authority than Alan Robert Border, this was as good as a win for the Australians, who now go to Abu Dhabi for the second test, with their spirits considerably higher than they were a couple of days ago, Fran.
That is amazing. Tim Payne, how many runs did he get in that time?
Oh, 61, Fran, but that didn't really matter.
No, I know.
It was the time. And look, it was a fantastic knock from the skipper after Khawaja's magnificent knock. Of course, Khawaja knocked by plenty before this. They reckon he couldn't play spin, but he played spin and he played everything else beautifully for that most of yesterday, Fran.
Okay. In surfing, Stephanie Gilmore, she's going to have to wait until Hawaii to see if she can get that 7th world title.
Well, we agreed yesterday morning, Fran, that her third round heat against Courtney Conlogue and Marley Manuel was no given. And so it proved. She missed out, though, by 0.6 of a point of qualifying for the quarterfinals. And if that had happened, given her only rival for the 2018 world title, Aki Peterson, also lost in the third round, she would have already won the world championship. But now both surfers must wait until the final tournament of the year in Maui. That doesn't start until November the 25th. Talk about leaving you hanging for high, Fran.
And in the AFL, the legendary coach David Parkin supports not just the new rules in the AFL, but the way they came about.
This is significant in the way that the AFL administers the sport, Fran. Parkin is a huge fan of the AFL's newish football manager, Stephen Hocking, who, according to Parko, runs a good meeting. And Hocking had plenty of those in his thorough consultation processes, which included such breakthrough things as not just involving the coaches, but actually talking to them seriously and also asking supporters, including Radio National's Waleed Ali, what they might like to see. And this has led to the introduction of 9 new rules, primarily aimed at making the game more watchable, including the 666
rule. What is the 666
Well, it's nothing to do with the devil, I can tell you that. It's aimed to free up congestion at the bounce. Under this rule, Fran, everyone goes back to traditional positions. The teams must have 6 players inside both 50-metre arcs, with one player inside the goal square. 4 midfield players must start in the centre square, with 2 wingmen stationed on the wing. Right. And this is all about easing congestion. That's been the big buzzword in Australian rules football, with about all the players congested around the ball. And changes to the kick-in rules as well. So people, according to Hocking, will come back again to see the big folk fly. And Fran, at 7:30, I want to talk about another gong from the kid to the kid from Carcor, Kurt Fernley.
Okay, fantastic. Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield.